This question from David. Why has Hillary Clinton been spared the spotlight on Benghazi? Was Rice just a diversion so that Hillary doesn't get scarred for her 2019 presidential bid? Was there some secret deal with Bill Clinton to keep attention off Hillary? I don't have any inside information on this, so I have no idea. I suspect that Hillary is being spared because people generally like her and don't want to upset her because she's very politically powerful. So Rice is a much easier target to go after than the Clintons. Who knows? She might be president one day. Even if Republicans don't want to upset her too much. And if you don't believe that politicians have these kind of considerations, then I think you're naive. The whole issue of Benghazi, you know, is a travesty. This administration, but the real travesty is this administration's foreign policy, a completely incompetent, incomprehensible foreign policy. I don't even know what they stand for. They don't know what they stand for other than American inferiority, America following the rest of the world. And I think what happened in Benghazi is just an instance of their unwillingness to protect American lives and property, to defend our own people, to protect our own people, to assert ourselves in any particular way. And this foreign policy is Hillary's responsibility. It's Barack Obama's responsibility. So, you know, Rice is just the representative of the UN, an implementer. She is a minor character. This is a fundamental problem in the conception of foreign policy that this administration has. And if you know anything about my views on foreign policy, you know I'm very critical of George Bush's and of most previous American administrations in the last 50 years, their foreign policy. So yes, Hillary should not be spared the spotlight, and but neither should Obama and this entire administration. Unfortunately, the Republicans do not have today the tools, intellectual tools, to criticize the Democrats on their foreign policy because they have no real alternative. They have nothing to assert in its place. And as much of a fiasco as the Benghazi was, as I mentioned, the bigger fiasco, the bigger tragedy here is the lack of any coherent, principled American foreign policy.